Good evening. Merry Christmas to all. Tonight's scripture reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exaltation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward, onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And from John chapter 8, verse 12, again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is the word of God.
So more than 30 years ago, when I was still in seminary in South Africa, I worked in a gold mine during the summer breaks. And I was what was called a sampler, was the job, a sampler. So early in the morning, I would get in the cage with my team, and then we'd descend down the shaft to about 6,000 feet beneath the earth. And I would walk down one of the tunnels and crawl into a designated, what was called a slope, a face and that they were drilling to blast. And one of the team would then take some rock samples, and I would measure and plot the direction and the width, the dimensions of the gold reef itself. And then in the afternoon, back on the surface in the office, I would draw it on a chart to help guide the mine and the operation. In any case, we all had this battery-operated lamp on our mine helmets. I don't know if you've ever seen a mine helmet with the little lamp on it, because that was our source of light deep down underneath the earth. And on occasion, we would turn off the lights, the lamps, just to get an idea of how dark it really gets down there. And without the light provided by that small little lamp, it was so dark that I couldn't see my hand in front of my face like this. It was scary dark. And the light provided by this small lamp made all the difference in the world for our safety and our ability to find our way underneath the earth. But there are also dark places in our lives. Periods of intense emotional difficulty characterized by feelings of depression and anxiety and loneliness or despair. And I don't know, maybe your life is filled with bright sunshine all the time. But for most of us, we sometimes find ourselves in the dark. Maybe it's a dark place triggered by the loss of a loved one, or a breakup in a relationship that brings feelings of isolation and sadness. Or when you lose your job, or experience financial hardship, it can create a sense of insecurity and hopelessness. Maybe for you, darkness comes because of a traumatic experience like an accident or abuse, or violence that leaves a lasting emotional scar. Or it can be because of mental health struggles where it feels difficult to see a way out. A dark place can be the result of an addiction with feelings of shame and an inability to control behavior. It can be because of chronic illness that can lead to feelings of despair. Or maybe for you it's social isolation with a lack of meaningful connections that contribute to a dark emotional state. For some, it's unresolved conflict with family or friends that create a sense of tension and negativity, or even personal failures, setbacks, can lead to feelings of doubt and self-worth issues. What I'm saying is there are so many dark places in life. And it can be very difficult to navigate these dark spaces, to see the light in those dark places when all hope may feel lost. The good news about Christmas is that Christ gives us the gift of light in the midst of the darkest moments of our lives. And his light will guide us into abundant life. There's a natural phenomenon in the ocean called bioluminescence. And it's actually pretty cool to see if you haven't seen it before. Even in the darkness of night, bioluminescent organisms light up with the movement of the ocean. You see, there's beauty. There's beauty in searching for the light in the midst of darkness. And the Messiah comes even on the darkest night to an unwed mother in a dusty stable. The wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, comes as a gift from God, even when we struggle to see the light. When Isaiah wrote these words, the lands of Judah and Israel had been invaded by the Assyrians. So it was a time of great darkness for them. There was really no light in sight. But then the prophet brings illumination. And he says, "Those who walked in the dark have seen a bright light. And it shines upon everyone who lives in the land of darkest shadows." So if you're living in the land of darkest shadows, this promise is for you as well. Why? Because a child has been born for us. Isaiah says the people will soon see a great light in the form of a child born to become the king of Israel and restore them to self-governance. Now, even though they envisioned a political leader, for us, this was a prophecy about Jesus who brought light and peace for everyone. As a matter of fact, that's what Jesus himself said. "I am the light for the world. Follow me and you won't be walking in the dark. You will have the light that gives life." And that's the good news of Christmas. In the darkest time of the year, God pierces the darkness with the Christ light. And the message is very, very clear. Jesus is the light for the world. But listen, that's not where it ends, okay? He also wants to be the light of your world. He wants to light up your world. He wants to move you from darkness to light. And tonight on Christmas Eve, he's again saying to you and me, "I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. I have come as a light into the world so that whoever believes in me would not stay in darkness. Now, sometimes light is perceived as a switch, you know, that can be flicked on and off, that like that little lamp I had on my miner's helmet. But the light of Jesus is not a switch that is turned on and off. It's a light that's always available to us. The light of salvation is always there. And when you, by God's grace, personalize this message, when you make this invitation from Jesus to trust him and follow him personal, when you do that, he's no longer the light of the world. But at that moment, he becomes the light of your world. And when he becomes the light of your world, that changes everything. Because darkness never, ever defeats the light. There is not enough darkness in the world to put even the smallest flame of the smallest candle out, because darkness never defeats light. I'm not saying you will never find yourself in a dark place again. There will always be hurt and pain and trials and struggles on this side of eternity. But you don't have to live in darkness. You don't have to dwell in darkness. You don't have to hurt like you were hurting. You don't have to live in shame like you were living. You don't have to live in self-condemnation and self-hatred of your own bad decisions. You can be different because of the light. And his light can illuminate your darkness. His grace can forgive your sins. His presence can bring healing to your situation of darkness and gloom. His power can lift you out of the dimness of your existence, from anxiety to peace, from despair to hope, from sorrow to joy, from fear to love, from meaninglessness to purpose, from darkness to light. Whoever follows Jesus will have a life filled with light and will never ever live in complete darkness again. The light of the world born at Christmas is the most valuable gift that we can ever receive. Amen. I invite you to pray in your hearts with me. Merciful God, we have come this evening to celebrate your gift to us, your Son Jesus. In him we have hope, in him we have peace, in him we have purpose, in him we have strength. He's the light for the world. He's the light for our world. May we receive him again this Christmas into our lives, into our hearts, and let him move us from darkness to light. We praise you and we worship you in his name alone. Amen.